Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and very excited to invite back to the studio Mariah Sattel, who is the founder, co-founder, really, a new company called Picked. Welcome back, Mariah.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you. And last time we talked a little bit more about some of the other businesses that you've got going on, because you're one of those entrepreneurs who just does just about everything.
Yeah.
But you came and shared with me how excited you were about this partnership that you have with Presley, who we'll introduce in just a second, and really solving, and to use Presley's words a moment ago before we came on air, solving this problem that entrepreneurs have. It was something that you guys were up against, and you said, well, if, you know, what is that saying? If you can't find the book you want to read, write it. Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of have done that with Images and this business called Picked. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the reason for all of our like businesses that keep popping up is just that you keep finding problems that you run into yourself, and then you find a way to solve it. And then you're like, wait, I'm not the only one who has this problem. And then another business happens.
So. I love it. And yeah. And if we're not doing it to help others, then really, in my opinion, why are we doing it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So with us as well, but for the first time today, is Presley Hirsch, who is also the co-founder of Picked. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So we found out that you are a graduate of Corona del Sol, just down the street.
Yes.
And my kiddos went there. And so how fun is this to have you know, and have worked with my son, actually, back in the school newspaper days.
Yes, the Corona del Sol Sunrise. Shout out, the greatest newspaper program.
I did. I only just, of course, lived through what Grady was doing, you know, kind of vicariously. But it really was a great experience for him, and really got him interested in journalism and broadcasting and all that kind of stuff.
It was incredible. And, you know, so many years later, now I have my own podcast, and I never would have known in high school that that would be something I would do. And I've utilized journalism in so many ways. And when you have a blog as an entrepreneur, there's so many reasons and copywriting for your website that you revisit journalism, that it was such a valuable experience.
Very fun. And then we also talked about you having worked at Lifetime Fitness for years, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah.
And knew my daughter there from there as well.
Yeah.
Mariah, did you say you worked there too?
No, I worked at a gym in Connecticut.
Oh, worked. That's right. You did say that was the connection.
Things keep popping up and I'm like, wait, we like did the same job.
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
No wonder why you two get along so well. So before we tell our listeners about this incredible offer with Picked, how did the two of you connect? Was it through Instagram and just being out there, or was it more so photography or a combination of both?
It was actually the same way I met your daughter, which was I needed a model for a photo shoot. Actually, for the same restaurant. So yeah, small world. Yeah, I had a photo shoot, and then our mutual friend, Michelle, was one of my models. And I was like, oh, I need another one. And she's like, oh, let me bring Presley. And then we got coffee like a week later, and then started a business like a week after that.
So meant to be.
Yeah. She was taking pictures, and we just kind of were talking in between the pictures, and we were like, we kind of have a lot of similar ideas, and we kind of click. And you were like, maybe we should get coffee. And we met for coffee and talked for a few hours. And we were like, we have a lot of similar ideas. We should do something with this.
And so, bam, there we go. So I love the name Picked. And I'm shocked that it wasn't taken, especially for what you're talking about. So let's clue our listeners in as to what is Picked, and really where did the name come from?
Yeah, so Picked is a place where you can get photos for your social media, for your website, and they're totally yours. So you pay, it's a subscription service, and all you get access to all of these photos that we curate and we pick specifically for entrepreneurs, influencers, people that are online that need content that's beautiful, that can be evergreen, so it's, you know, good for any time of season. And there just is a hole in the market for photos that are affordable and that can be used for a lot of different things. And then Picked and the branding itself, really, she was the genius behind that.
Of course she was. I mean, we're just getting to know each other, but this woman is a genius. Tell us a little, fill in some of the gaps that Presley just shared, and why the name Picked. How did that, was it one of those wake up in the morning, or I'm in the shower and I write it on the shower window? Those are my times to think. But
I definitely have those. But no, we were just sitting down like trying to think of something. We were like photos. We were just like going through all of these words that do the photos. And I was just like, picked. It has to be picked. And then it all just like came together. It wasn't taken. We found the domain name, and it really, like, within an hour, we like had it. And then we knew what the colors were going to be. Yeah. We were like, our branding is going to be fruit. It's going to be adorable. Yeah. So it all, that all just kind of worked. I rarely have moments where it like clicks like that,
but when it does,
I'm like, I have to follow this. Yeah. And you know, it's like the right idea.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, we picked photos for you, and we thought of so many fun play on, you know, words, and fruit we felt like was a, it was fresh, it was fun, and it was cute without being overly feminine.
Yeah.
And being that I own a nutrition coaching company, I was like, citrus fruit, this is so fun. It's so on brand. So yeah, we, when we came up with that, we were like, yep, this is the one.
Yep.
Fantastic. So you spoke to this a little bit, Presley, but I'd like you guys to elaborate. There are other vendors out there. What makes Picked unique?
Yeah, I would say one thing about it is that Picked is especially for small business owners and entrepreneurs. And then another thing about Picked is that when we're looking at these photos and we're putting them together, like a lot of work goes into the planning of each shoot. We're not just like, oh, there are people out there who own construction companies. Let's take pictures of men in hard hats shaking hands. It's like people need something to start a conversation around. And we understand that because we've been there and we've been like, oh, I want to say something, but I don't have a picture that's going to be attention grabbing that is general enough for me to like get my point across, but like specific enough that it still like kind of works for me as a thought leader and a business owner. So that's what we're thinking about every time we put these galleries together for people. So it's not just pictures. It is stock photography, but it's stock photography for a somewhat specific target audience.
And it's intentional stock photography.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's also meant to all flow together and look cohesive. They're all like very bright photos, all edited very similarly. And they're meant to also be like very aesthetically pleasing. So
yeah, intentional and strategic
absolutely
photos for small businesses. And like I use Canva, which fortunately comes with a lot of, although you have to pay for, you know, per image now, but I've liked that, but I kind of default to what's easy. I'm not the photographer. I'm not a graphic designer. I don't design websites. I know very little enough about what I want. And so I just go to, I tend to go to what's least expensive and what's the most convenient for me. But it isn't always the best as it relates to my, in fact, it's rarely the best as it relates to my branding.
Yeah.
And so that's where you come in.
And you made a great point about then you end up paying per image. So it's a lot more expensive to pay per image than it is to pay for, and we, for our subscription service. And we really, because it's curated for small business owners, tried to make it very affordable. And if you are shopping stock photography, then our service is significantly cheaper than that. And then it's cohesive and everything that she
said. Is it a membership based, or how, can you speak a little bit how this works then?
Yeah. So it's $16.99 per month right now. And we do have a code for your listeners that we'll share with you, I'm sure at the end. But so it's $16.99 per month for one fee, and you get access to 20 images every month. And then you have access to those images forever. So if we put together images for September and you don't get a chance to use them, and now we're in October and you want to revisit those, you have access to all of those images.
And you mentioned something about a gallery, Mariah. So tell us the thinking behind that, and how does that then positively impact us as the business owner?
Yeah, so the user experience of the website was really important to us because we wanted you to be able to log in and see all of your photos and download them individually, or download just the ones that you wanted. So when you log in, you see your full gallery right there in your dashboard. You have one for each month that you're a member. And when you click on it, it opens and you can see kind of what we've put together for you. And it just helps you to kind of envision what they're all going to look like together when they're kind of in your Instagram feed or whatever you're using them for.
Since Instagram has landed on the map, I feel like images have become that much more important, haven't
they? Yeah, absolutely. And there isn't a really good answer unless you're willing to pay for, you know, specific branded photography month, which we are totally fans of, you know, as photographers.
And you do.
Totally.
For your clients.
We do it for our clients, and we do it as business owners. So we're not saying that you shouldn't ever go pay to get pictures done. But most small business owners, can't afford to get pictures done every month to keep their Instagram feed populated with images. And another thing that I think is really important is I think a lot of small businesses have stuff to say, or influencers have things that they want to share and just don't know what to put with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like you mentioned how some of our photos are a little bit more general. It's a really good just jumping off point so that you can share this event that you have coming up or share what's on your mind that day. You know, Instagram's very visual, but it's also a great place for conversations and engagement. And you just need some picture that is cohesive and aesthetically pleasing to be able to start that conversation.
Great. So is there a particular vertical or industry or small business owner? I mean, I know you, I know Mariah works with a lot of restaurants. Do you as well, Presley?
I don't as much, no. I work with a lot of people in like the tech and online space. So I do remote nutrition coaching. So a lot of people kind of in my network do remote coaching of some kind.
Health, wellness.
Yeah, a lot of health and wellness.
So as I think about restaurants, the restaurateur, and I think about the health and wellness, you know, coach or the influencer, those images in my mind are very different. So PICT is a great solution for, again, a vast variety of businesses and everybody in between. Semi-custom, right? Isn't that kind of...
Right. Yeah. So I work, like you said, with a lot of restaurants, and I don't necessarily know that I see a lot of the bigger restaurants being a customer for PICT because, again, they're a bigger business. Who I really see this working for are like the people in the tech industry who Presley works with, the nutrition coaches. I work with a lot of consultants, wealth management advisors and lawyers, people like that who it's hard to put what you do in a picture sometimes if you're not the person in the picture. So this, it's for that people who maybe don't even have a product necessarily, who are kind of a service. And even if you do have a product, you can still use these images. It will still help fill in those gaps and still allow you to keep conversations going that look like they're coming from a professional place.
Smart. How did you both get interested into photography?
Yeah, here you start.
So my mom is an artist, so I grew up like all around paintings and pictures and things like that. So I had a camera that I bought when I was 18 when I went to go kind of backpack through Europe and then came back. I didn't do much with it and I went to school for web design, took photography and totally like didn't pay attention. And then when I started my blog, I started to kind of notice that quality photography was the way that I was able to stand out in this world where everyone like has a blog. So I started really focusing in on that and I started noticing how much time it took. And then as I started to get good at it, I started to realize how much I loved it. And then other businesses and restaurants started kind of wanting me to do some of their food photography. And then I was like, okay, well, this can translate into anyone who has a brand, not just a restaurant. And then my kind of whole business happened. So,
Gosh. Love it. Presley, how about you?
Mine started totally as a hobby because I was working so much in my nutrition coaching company that I just needed something that wasn't nutrition and wasn't like people. I just wanted some kind of hobby that felt a little bit different. And I'd always been that person that like stopped and took pictures of the sunrise and took pictures everywhere I went. And so I found a really cheap DSLR on like Facebook Marketplace and thought, well, maybe I'll take better pictures with this. So it totally started as a side thing. And I asked my girlfriends like, hey, can we go out in downtown and I'll take pictures of you just to practice? And then I just realized I fell in love with it.
Wow. Just from a hobby and getting a little release from everything else that had your focus
totally
to now this passion and this business, an additional business for both of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So how do the two of you work together as a team? Who does what? What is it like to be, because really you just have done a soft launch at this point. You've both been in business for yourselves and been wildly successful with photography and all the other things that you do. But this collaboration is new. So talk to us a little bit about who's doing what and what does it look like for us as a customer or a client?
Yeah, it's been really fun. And I think that we have a lot of similar strengths, but as well as things that we enjoy doing more. So like, even though I design websites through my other business, Mariah's way more experienced with that and loves doing it. And so you really handled the Picked website and a lot of that like user interface. And then I really love systems and behind the scenes work. So setting up our payment portal, setting up some of the more things that make it run that the client doesn't necessarily see, or, you know, they don't see because it's running so well, has been a lot of the stuff that I've done. And we're really good about like, we meet, we're like, what needs to get done, divide and conquer, and then we revisit. So I think we knew from our first coffee meeting that we were both pretty go-getter and like deadline-sensitive people, and that's worked out really well.
Self-starters.
Yes.
I know this about Mariah. yeah, just like, I've got an idea and I'm running with it. You better get out of my way because my feet are going to be on flames.
Yes.
You sound like the same kind of person.
Very.
That's neat that you both get to not only share in expertise in some of the things that one or the other of you is doing, but also trust that it's in good hands while you're focusing on something else. Tell me about the creative process then in creating some of these images, well, all of these images for that matter, but what is it? What does that creation process look like as it relates to the library?
Yeah, so one thing we always take into account is the season. So if they're going to be kind of seasonal things to think about, like if we're going to do a flat lay that's like cooking inspired, if it's in like fall or winter, it might be like a pumpkin pie or it might be like cookies or something. And then if it's in the spring, it might be more like fruit in the flat lay. We might do some more like Christmas themed images coming up. So it's things that allow people to start a conversation around like holidays and season, something everyone has in common. Another thing is I think we both really think about, well, what is an image that I would want to post? And we put together a mood board. We put together a shot list of different things. And then I think we each have an expertise of a different type of clientele. So Presley will be thinking about like, oh, maybe having like sneakers and a Fitbit. That's something like my coaches would really like. And I'll be thinking like, oh, a planner, like this item that would represent kind of like the lawyers that I work with. But it's something that then could translate to other people as well. So I think we both kind of bring that knowledge in and we put together our board and our shot list. And then we get together and we just like,
go
shoot
for it.
Yeah.
That's got to be so fun.
Yeah,
so
we got another one coming up and I'm so excited.
It goes by so fast.
What is the word flat lay? What does that mean?
Yeah, so that is an overhead shot of a bunch of items that are kind of styled in a certain way and arranged. There's a lot of geometry in the way that you style a flat lay. So any of, for example, my food photography shots that you see that are like an overhead of the items, that is usually a flat lay and it has all the ingredients and things. So
I'm having this memory, and I don't think we've talked about it, but admittedly, before we went on air, I talked about my love-hate relationship with Instagram. and my age shows. I'll be 55 in December, and Instagram, all of social media is really kind of new, and it's such a rapid pace. Instagram in particular, obviously, is so highly dependent on great images and story. I think there was a time, Mariah, that I had and I'm guessing this happened. Maybe it's just one of those, oh God, she's talking directly to me. I think I had a picture of a mug or something circular and didn't do a great job of like framing it. And then I think a day or later, I'm looking at one of your Instagram posts and you're like, hey, when you're using circular objects, it would be really great to, you know, here's how you get a great shot. So I don't know if I helped influence that or not, but I remember feeling like, oh, this is really valuable information because I just did this and I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So I don't know.
Well, I did not see that, but I'm really happy that that's helpful because sometimes I like put those things out there. I'm like, does anyone care?
I'll have to go back. I can't remember how long ago that was, but you'll really get a kick out of it because I felt like she's directly speaking to me and the quality of information and education that I was getting, having felt like, you know, again, that you must have seen mine was extremely helpful. I love it. So for our listeners, I know I had another question about PIC specifically. So let's do this. How can folks get to know the product? Is $16.99 per month, at least for right now, as you're building the brand and bringing clients on board, which is extremely reasonable. And then Presley also mentioned that for our listeners, we have a savings available, 25% off for their first month. And the code that you would enter is P as in Paul, B as in boy, R, X as in x-ray, 25. So it's Phoenix Business Radio X, just the letters P, BRX25. And again, that's where you can take advantage of a 25% savings for your first month, which we sure appreciate. what if I'm not sure? Where do I go find? Is the website the best place, or social media, to kind of poke around and get a feel? Or is there a phone call or a discovery session available? How does somebody get started if they're not ready to commit? $16.99 a month makes sense, but what if they just want to poke around?
Sure. Yeah, our website's great. We have an FAQ for people that are a little bit on the fence. So pickedphoto.com. And then we are on Instagram. We're active on there. We're kind of slowly dripping some of our photos.
And is it picked at picked?
It's picked photo.
Picked photo. Okay.
Yeah. So same. And that's on Instagram. So you can kind of get an idea. And, you know, a really cool part about being so new is that we are super open to feedback. So, you know, we would love if people take advantage of this discount, see what's available in their gallery. And then if they are thinking, hey, I'm in the tech space and I really do need more office type shots, or I'm in, you know, this particular space and I am looking for this other kind of style, you know, we're super open. We've even thought about doing a more like masculine set that isn't so light and airy. So we're really excited about this service, and we want to make sure that the people that are using it are getting the most out of it. So while we're this early too, absolutely, we really want to be open to that feedback so we can continue to pick photos that make more sense.
Like true business owners.
Yeah.
Listen to what's needed, right? The idea was born out of a need, a professional and personal need, and then knowing that, oh, wow, if we need this, a lot of other people do. And then it's really smart to go, I believe, to go into business listening for the feedback and asking for it, and then shifting and pivoting to obviously continue to serve your clients the best way that you can.
Absolutely.
Really great. The monthly subscription, is that just an auto renewal? And if for some reason I'm no longer doing my business, whatever, what does it look like to pop out of there?
Yeah, it's super easy. There's no commitment, so you can cancel at any time. We don't want anybody to be locked into something that they're not using.
You're here.
Yeah. Mm. We're here to help them.
Good. Very good. I'm trying to think of what else from a business perspective. So of course, I'm thinking selfishly about my business. One, I do a lot of speaking. I also own and operate Business Radio X. Just with that in mind, so I'm in front of a lot of business owners all the time. I don't know that I would call myself an influencer, but I do a lot of speaking on leadership and owning business and that sort of thing. If you were, is there a place for me in this? And what kind of images would you encourage me to make sure that I was putting out there and sharing just based on that little bit of information?
Yeah, I think there's absolutely a space for you. And I think the ideal mix for anyone is going to be to have your set of custom brand photography that's like pictures of you and pictures of your microphones, and pictures of the things that are uniquely yours, and then to also have like your picked photos and to just do like every other one or whatever works best for you that allows you to like keep that feed updated. Showing up every day on Instagram is really important for marketing, for connecting with your audience, for letting them know that you're consistent, and also for the algorithm. It takes into account if you're showing up every day or not. So I would say like that's kind of the perfect mix for you. And I would encourage you to post anything that you can start a conversation around.
This is great because it reiterates what you both had said at the beginning of this segment. This is not a replacement for some of those custom photos.
Absolutely.
It's an addition to enhance, and knowing that, again, the small business owner can't always have that, you know, either of you, because you do this kind of work, a higher end commitment from a photographer or their marketing team to have those custom photos all the time.
Right. Absolutely. And, yeah. And, you know, there's so many, just in that little bit of information you gave, you know, if you're going to give a speech and you don't know what to post a picture of, or you go to an event and you don't get a picture of you speaking at the event, you want to share that you're doing that. People want to know what you're up to. And it establishes your credibility for future events that people know that you're out doing things. So maybe it's a picture of you, you know, of a pen and a piece of paper, like working on my notes for my speech that I'm giving today. And then you can speak to it. Or maybe it's a cup of coffee and you're like waking up and I'm so excited to do this today.
Smart.
You know? So it doesn't always have to be a picture of you doing the thing. A lot of times, again, it's just a jumping off point.
And it's in the story is what
yes.
I hear you saying.
Right. Yes.
I never would have thought of that. My mind went to having to have a decent image of me at the event, which would have been after.
Right.
And that's why not tell a story
proactive.
Leading up to it?
Yeah.
Because people want to peek into, don't they, both on Facebook and Instagram and even more so LinkedIn lately.
Mm-hmm.
But people want to see what we're doing as we're preparing for and leading into the way in which we influence and work with folks.
Yeah.
Right. And another thing that's really important is to make sure that the images that you're using are high quality. quality is such an important thing with branding and really, really makes a statement, especially on Instagram where everyone is a self-proclaimed photographer.
Because we all have a phone with a camera on it.
Yep. And yes, they're great, but there is a noticeable difference. Huge. And you're going to stand out when you have that consistent quality photography. And that's what we're trying to offer everyone.
Fantastic. We've talked a little bit about each of your businesses separate. I mean, we've kind of dipped in a little bit, but I would love to give each of you an opportunity to talk a little bit about who you are individually, professionally, and then we'll circle back around to PICT as we close the segment. Do you want to start for us, Presley?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are a nutrition...
So I own a nutrition coaching company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started as a coach. Now I have other coaches with me. So the company's called Hey Presley Nutrition. And that was my first dip into entrepreneurship. I studied nutrition at Arizona State University and just fell in love with it. And so I do remote nutrition coaching and I have other coaches that do it as well.
So needed.
It's an amazing, rewarding business because it is. And, you know, we really focus on a sustainable approach, giving people practical strategies. The information's out there. There's no shortage of information. There's a shortage of support and accountability and things that work for you. You can find lots of very specific and very general advice online, but finding what makes sense for you and your family and your schedule and your things that you're good at and not so good at, you know, we focus a lot on that. So that is my you know, baby, my first entrepreneurship experience. But in having Hey Presley Nutrition the last 3 years, I noticed that I really loved website design and systems and some of the more back-end things of running a business. And so in April of this year, 2019, I launched Hey Presley Creative, which does website design. I do system implementation and automation for people. A lot of the back-end stuff that makes running your business less stressful, less expensive, take less time, enhances the client experience, all of those good things.
You are quite the match, aren't you?
And
after both those names, I wanted to ask why Mariah didn't agree to Hey Presley Photos. No, just kidding.
That would have been perfect, actually.
I think PICT is pretty perfect.
It is good.
So for our listeners who are interested in web design and also saying, gosh, as I'm growing my small business, I also know that I need to take better care of myself. Hey Presley, P-R-E-S-L-I-E.
It is.
And we can find you on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Your website.
So Hey Presley on Instagram and all of my stuff is there. That's my personal one, but I kind of keep everything pretty centralized so you can find everything you need. And then heypresley.com is my nutrition coaching company and heypresleycreative.com is all the good website stuff.
Love it. And for those businesses, what is it like to get started with you? Is it just an inquiry?
Both of them include a free discovery call. Absolutely. So all of the information's online as far as what I offer, but both of them, you can schedule a free consultation right there online based on what works with your schedule.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Mariah, I know we've done this before and we've talked about nutrition before because you yourself have grown into your entrepreneurial experiences based on your own experiences growing up and your desire to cook healthy, nutritious food. Speak a little bit about your business and to whatever degree you want to the background as well.
Yeah. So right now I kind of have two main brands that I work kind of over. So one last time it was on here was Single Cave Girl. And then I rebranded to Elfe, which is French for she makes. So that's ELLEFAIT.com. So the big reason I decided to rebrand that was that I was cooking. I was trying to work my way through my autoimmune disease, trying to do it in a way that helped other people. And I started to kind of really notice this pattern in my life where I deal with things through creativity and I deal with challenges by coming up with a creative solution to them. And that I'm really motivated by, yes, this is hard, but it's an opportunity for me to make something. And I just love the process of making, as you can tell. So I decided to rebrand to, yes, still keep talking about autoimmune disease and how to stay healthy despite that, but also to talk about what it's like to look at what you're going through and to choose to be creative instead of controlling or defeated. And so I found that that's something I really want to write about. So it's been fun to write about both and even to show up and be like, this is what it's like to be a creative. This is what it's like to be a creative who's having a really bad day. This is what it's like to like put your work out there and feel like people aren't getting it, but just to be proud of it anyways. And I'm finding that's something that resonates with so many people because I don't think creativity is limited to the people who take pictures, or the people who work in what we really think as just being a creative industry. I think so many other people are creative, and I found that my audience has been bigger. Not necessarily that that was my goal, but it has been bigger since I've been talking more about those things.
Well, and it's a more well-rounded version of you as yeah. well. You were already the creative. You were already in that space of influencing and telling this beautiful story about, you know, what you're going through. And now it's just, we're getting to have a chance to watch a little bit more intimately for all aspects of your life. And you have a cookbook.
Yeah, so I did write Skillet Life. Yeah, yeah. Last time I was on
Isn't
here.
Isn't that fun?
So I like always forget about that, even though it wasn't that long ago.
But still, I mean, that to me is a great example of just the momentum and the evolution that you two are on, again, collectively and individually. And it's that true entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
And continue to evolve and shift and look for me, I've been like that. I was went to NAU as a teacher, third grade teacher and assistant principal in the Kyrene School District for years. And one day just realized that I'm meant for something different and have had many different iterations of my professional life. Finally, now feel like I've landed at the thing that brings everything together at Business Radio X. And a lot of people, my daughter included, have always looked at me and like, why can't you just go get a real job?
Right.
and I said I would die on the vine if I had to show up the same place every day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, punching a clock and doing the same thing. My body, mind, and spirit don't work that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled to continue to trust, which I know you ladies are doing, trusting where I'm going as I decide how to serve the world. And we know we're doing it right when we have such great feedback and have an opportunity to help others do the, you know, solve the problems that we had for ourselves as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened. And then as I was working, like I said before, in my photography for that, I launched Mariah Brook Creative, which is my photography and web design business. So I work mostly with brands, on brand photography, whether that's restaurants, or I really focus on kind of that maker niche. Like if you are someone who makes something, like I feel like I am you because that's what I do. And there, it can be really hard. I watched my mom as an artist struggle with this like my whole life. It can be really hard to make what you make really well and also make all of your marketing and make all of that stuff happen as well. Because just because you're creative and you know how to do your thing doesn't mean that you know how to do that thing. So I really try to do websites and brand photography for those people so that they can just focus on doing what they're really passionate about. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are up to great stuff. So Picked on Instagram is Picked Photo, and the website also actually is Picked Photo. Sorry, I know you said that, but it's pickedphoto.com. And the best place to go and find out more information is just to watch what you're doing, both on the website as well as Instagram, and then take advantage of our 25% savings for your first month using the code PBRX. That's Phoenix Business Radio X 25. Wonderful. How important, you mentioned styling a photo is important. I think you used composition or a different word. What are some of the aspects of that? Is that lighting? Is it positioning of the products and the feel of the, can you talk a little bit creatively for someone who doesn't have a clue? Clearly, I already copped to that earlier. What are some of the things that you really look at when you mentioned you've got the styling board and you've got your mood. I love that. But when it comes down to like, we're ready to do this, what are some of the things that you're paying attention to?
Yeah, I would say, a big thing is paying attention to different textures, different like orientations. Are we going for a more vertical? Are we trying to show dimension? Are we trying to show that it's more of a flat lay? And, you know, when you were talking about flat lays earlier, I was thinking about how it's one of those things that seems so much easier than it is, you know, which is like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you go take a picture of your coffee cup and then you're like, oh, that doesn't look that good, right? But then you see, you know, a picture that Mariah takes of a coffee cup, and you're like, why does that look so good? You know, but there is a lot of thoughtfulness into the whole ambiance of the picture. And I think, you know, you can speak to that. You have a little bit more experience with that. But there really is a big difference in point and shoot and then something that's really thoughtfully, you know, comprised.
Yeah, I think the most important thing about a picture is styling. Like, if you can get that done and then you've got good lighting and you know somewhat how to edit, you're good. But if your styling is off, like, you can't fix that in Photoshop. So I would say a big thing, especially if you're doing a flat lay is to think about the geometry and the number of items. So one item by itself can be really great if you're focusing in on that one item. I think single items can make beautiful images. But if you're going to be working with multiple items, I would say try to work in three or more. Two items tend to fight against each other. So that's kind of like the easiest rule of thumb that I give people is if you're going to be doing a flat lay, pick at least three. That's the like least number of items you need to make a shape, and then really think about the direction of the items. Are they like pointing to keep someone's eye in the picture, or are they all like pointing in separate directions off of the picture? And you, even if you're kind of have an untrained eye, you like see there's something off about that.
But we also, and, with the untrained eye, we don't really, we know it's off, like Presley said a second ago, but we don't know how or why.
Right. Yeah.
And no amount of repositioning, for me at least, is going to make it work.
Yeah. And the editing makes such a big difference. I just got back from, I went to Europe for 2 weeks with my parents, and I was showing my mom all the pictures I took, and I was like, look, this is before I edit it, and this is after I edit. And she's like, wow, you know, because you just really don't realize what a difference it makes, but... Mm. To assume that pictures that we take would have the perfect lighting or the perfect coloring would be silly. You know, we live in a constantly changing world. So having edits that can bring out the right colors, that can bring out the right light, and then it's even a bonus when they all look a little bit similar. And it's just really aesthetically pleasing when someone goes to your Instagram and they're all kind of red or they're all kind of bright. It seems a little bit more intentional or thoughtful rather than a dark picture and a light picture. And this one's blue and it feels a little bit chaotic, which isn't very attractive.
And it's damaging to our business when we don't have that consistency or that professional look and feel. And I think it's more psychologically that if we are trying to capture somebody's attention on Instagram, Facebook, wherever, even our website, we, as the potential consumer or potential customer, we're coming on to check you out, right? So our listeners are going to do that. They're going to go to PICT and they're going to check it out. It's got to catch their attention. It's got to speak to who you say you are, which I know it does. But from a business perspective, if we're not working with the right team, providing the right images to put that out, then someone is going to go and they're not going to feel. It goes back to the mood that Mariah was talking about. They may not feel connected or that this is somebody that they feel is professional enough just by the mere images that are selected before they're even going to read below and hit the content piece where the story really, you know, talks a little bit louder beyond just the image.
Absolutely. You know, and there's so many small businesses out there that I think have just given up on Instagram or don't even try because they feel like, oh, we have to take pictures or we have to write content or they feel like there's all these barriers. And really, it's a free platform to market your business. And most of the world now is on Instagram. I mean, like, so it's a great place to be and it shouldn't feel stressful. So I think our business is intended to take away one of those barriers. Like, hey, you have thoughts and great things to say. And even if it's just, I'm doing this today at my business or come try this special at our restaurant or whatever it may be, having a vehicle to show that, I think is a huge barrier to knock down for people.
I just lost my thought. You said something and I could see myself. So I'm trying to build my Instagram following and I'm trying to show up more. I have, of course, my professional page, Business Radio X, although I told Mariah it's the same, I'll say, tired photos of all of our guests coming through. And they don't, I mean, it's always fresh and new for them. Mm-hmm. But for me, you look at my page and that's where some of these PICT photos would help break it up a little bit. Hey, I'm on my way to the studio and just had my cup of coffee or, you know, whatever. I'm planning today, you know, that kind of thing. I can see how that really would be beneficial to break up the same standard ones that are important for my clients and for their guests. But my point that I was thinking of, Presley, when you're speaking, is that when I go and I look to have those connections with the guests and the sponsors that have come to the studio or even just Phoenix business area people that I'd like to get to know, so many of them have established an Instagram page, but they're not on there. They have maybe have one post, if that. And then it's ghost town and they're following tons of people and almost as many people are following them, but nothing's happening there. And to your point, it's a free opportunity to speak volumes about the business.
100%. Yeah, it's free and it's available to anyone. And you're doing your business a disservice by not taking advantage of it.
So you've solved that problem for us. Were you going to say something else, Mariah?
Oh, I have so many thoughts about all of this.
No, we've got time. I'm going to sit back.
Oh, well, I think a big thing is just that people are looking to find ways to know, like, and trust you online. And if they're going to an Instagram page and you haven't posted in a really long time, they're like, oh, they don't care. Maybe they're not in business anymore. If they go and everything just looks like it doesn't go, that kind of sends a wrong message. But if you're showing up consistently, that helps build that trust factor. If you're showing up like with that aesthetic side, it again just like contributes to the trust factor. It helps them to like you. And then if you're posting and you're writing regularly, that's helping them know you. And it's kind of building that whole package. I think of it as like when someone walks into a room and they have just like a ton of presence and there's just something about them that is all put together. Like that's what you're trying to build online with people. And it's really hard. It takes a lot more work to do online. And one way to do it is to be consistent with what you're posting. So yeah.
And have a team helping you do that.
Yeah. And to speak to the know, like, and trust, you know, I think such a area of opportunity for a lot of businesses is building those relationships outside of selling something. So a lot of businesses will only post when they have something to sell or something to, you know, come to this event, buy this product, we're selling this service, but you haven't built any know, like, and trust yet. So the content that we're filling in is a lot of those opportunities to talk about what you're doing throughout your day, what you're working on behind the scenes, inviting people in to feel a part of what you're doing so that when you do have something to sell, now they're like, oh yeah, I know she's been working on those podcasts. I'm going to go listen to it
now. Get to know me first.
Right. Yeah. Give them a window in and the pictures allow you to do that. But a lot of people only post on Instagram when they have something to sell and nobody, like if you had somebody that only came to your house and they had something to sell, you would stop answering the door.
Yes.
But if you have a friend that shows up for coffee every once in a while and then it's like, by the way, I sell this thing, you're more likely to hear them out.
Great examples. And really filling this void that's so needed. And I said before we came on air, like, okay, I can't wait to learn more because I know that there is a place for me on Pict. I'm going to take advantage of the savings. If you are just joining us and you aren't familiar with the savings that these wonderful folks behind Pict have offered us, we have a 25% savings on your first month. And again, the code is PBRX, and that's for Phoenix Business Radio X 25. So PBRX25. And again, follow Pict Photo on Instagram, as well as check out their website, pictphoto.com. And you guys are on Facebook as well. Same name. Yeah, makes sense. Hey, what smart branders. Excellent. Let's go ahead and round out the segment by just think, is there anything else that for our listeners, our small business owners inside Arizona and outside Arizona, this isn't, you know, as much as we love having you here, this is not exclusive to the Arizona business community. It's an online business and it's a done for you semi-custom opportunity. Is that a good way to explain Pict?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. You know, and I would just love to remind people that, like we talked about, it can feel like there's those obstacles. And I know that, you know, being small business owners, we know that there's 1,000 things to do every single day and 1,000 things that you want to do and start. And social media or Instagram can feel like just another one of those things. But we're really trying to make it easier for you just to start. So your Instagram doesn't have to be perfect tomorrow. You don't have to think of a caption every day this month. Just start with one picture and something that's on your mind and set an alarm in your calendar to do it again next week and start small. You know, I think that a lot of times as business owners, we try to only do things that we know we're going to be good at, but you just have to start, and then that will go a long way with your customers.
And follow both of these entrepreneurs and influencers on Instagram, because the way that you're conversing with me today, I know, certainly I've gotten to know Mariah, and I'm looking forward to getting to know Presley better. Who you're hearing today is who you are. That's the other neat thing about having a chance to connect with people like you. You're going to help educate, influence, and inform. It's kind of like, you know, everything's out there. And that's really what most people are drawn to when it relates to a personal brand and small business. We want to know who's behind closed doors and what are they doing? Is it in alignment? Does it resonate with me? And you're constantly great models for that. So thank you. Mariah, last thing to share, anything else that we hadn't thought to mention previously?
Yeah, I would just say don't be afraid to show up. I think a lot of people are afraid to show up. They think that they're going to say the wrong thing, or they think like people don't want to know them or don't want to see pictures of them. But people want to know you. They want to know what you're selling. But like Presley said, they want to know you first. Like we're all on Instagram following people because we want to follow them. So I would just say, of course, we want you to be showing up with Pict, But just show up with whatever you have that's available to you, whether that's picked or whether you have your own photos. Just keep showing up.
I love it. Great. This has been fun and clearly informative. And we are very much looking forward to seeing where Picked goes from here. Do you already have an idea? Like what's next? And you literally just did a pre-launch and you're looking forward to obviously building your client base and growing and listening. But do you have some ideas as to where you're headed beyond this initial oomph?
Yeah, we've definitely talked about doing some more segmented galleries. So like more of a masculine side, different, you know, if we start getting enough traction in certain industries, we're totally open to doing more industry specific galleries. And then we've also talked about doing presets. So that would be where we would sell you an option to edit your own photos. So if you go get brand photos done, then you can edit your photos so they're cohesive with your picked photos. And then those all look similar. So we've got a few kind of add-on and extension ideas for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about the presets. I'm hoping to do sooner than later. And then I've also had, since we launched this, so many photographers be like, would you ever like do training for photographers or like hire out photographers? So then I'm like, oh, there's this whole other side of it that we could do. So yeah, I think there are so many ways that we can scale this as people tell us what they want, and we'll just keep adding.
And yeah. I have an introduction for you that I just thought of that could potentially be very, very lucrative. So I'm not sure about that, but we'll mention that off air. Well, thank you again for sharing your afternoon with us. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within Max 6 and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio from Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Owicki. Thanks again for listening.